The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Not a good way to start the show with a cough, but I'm sorry about that. It's just I can't help it. Is what it is. Mr. Lee in Towson, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
What's going on?
Glad to hear Robin's back home.
She's back home on the mend, and things are looking up. So she's getting what she needs. That's the main thing.
But I sent you a couple pictures earlier in the week of the dolly.
I saw that.
That what an incredible sight to see that cargo ship docked up there. And I never realized the amount of concrete that came off of the Key Bridge and landed in the, fell down into the front of that vessel. I mean, it's... they've actually got scaffolds set up on the front of the ship where the pieces literally came almost straight down into it. They've already taken off all the road debris.
Right.
Now they're removing the concrete. But one of the columns, one of the pieces, is literally hanging over the side and just kind of teeter-tottering on the side of the ship. It's really a sight to see. I mean, anybody that has an opportunity to, you know, whether they're out fishing or
they want to go swing by and take a look,
see it in person is spectacular. But on the fishing end of things, there's a pretty good bite going on the Tapsco with the rockfish. They're kind of scattered throughout. But we fished obviously at the back end of the Dundalk Marine Terminal, and we're catching them on jigs. A friend of mine was there yesterday. They did good live lining with spot.
Right.
And it's quite a bite. There's a lot of fish being caught. The puffer
legal fish is what you're telling me, between 19 and 24.
Yeah, they're catching, unfortunately, they're catching quite a few fish over the size limit, and we've already seen a few
dead discards.
Yes, what I wanted to see already, but I don't know if having this 24-inch size limit was a good idea in that perspective or not. It's amazing the amount of charter boats already starting to show up.
Yep.
In the Patapsco, but it's we'll just hope everybody has a good season and we'll see how it goes with that. But you were talking about crabbing earlier. I remember in a boat with my kids, and we were catching perch, and we caught a few up and put them on a hook and just did a hand line just leave them on the fishing rod right in front of Fort McHenry, and we filled a bushel basket full of crabs just using a white birch that we had caught and just gently
dropping them in.
I've never really done the hand line thing before.
Right.
Boy, what a thrill that was for the kids.
Oh, it's not unusual to catch a crab on a fishing rod and reel. Normally you try and shake them off before they get to the boat and you know, that type of thing. But you know, if you've got the license, or even if you don't, and you want to catch your dozen or whatever, why not? You know, well, that's a great method. You know, just put your bait out there and let them eat it. So
another method we do is I guess it's the moon phase, the full moon. The crabs are doing their sloughing and whatnot. We dip them off of columns and gears and stuff, and my golly, that's so much fun.
It is
doing that.
There used to be the old thing where you'd take your boat out, then you'd get out and wade, or you just wade out with a bushel basket in an inner tube tied to a rope around you, and you just go out there with your net and go out through the grasses and net them up, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I did that on the Severn one time when I was with a friend of mine. He had a shore home down there, and we had fun dipping up soft crabs.
Yeah, soft crabs. That's what I'm talking
about. And doing
about.
That. But, yeah.
And people still do. They just don't talk about it. You know, they just not
exactly
not a thing. It's not a thing. You know, it's not a thing anymore. So,
one other thing. I've been going over with the kids on the other side. We got some absolutely overlooked fishing on the when I said the other side, I'm talking about your side, the Eastern Shore, but from the entire, you know, from the Chester all the way up to the Northeast.
You
got so many little tributaries. I'll tell you what, the snakehead fishing over there is off the charts.
No question.
Unbelievable.
No
they showed me some stuff over there that, well, for one, I wouldn't dare go into it because they're getting into some skinny water. But it hasn't been pillaged like the Western Shore. You know.
Now, when you say pillaged, what do you mean pillaged? Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, pillaged is where it hadn't been overfished. You know, you got the night shooters at night. They're just hitting these, you know, the gunpowder, Joppa Tam, Bush.
Yeah, the popular areas, stuff, right?
Yeah, and considering it takes us almost an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours to go over to the other, to your side, you know, come up around 95 and down through the elk whatnot, you know, the top side.
It takes down 213.
So it doesn't get the pressure.
Right,
it doesn't get the pillage that unfortunately we see on with our side.
You know, there's a great contention between the anglers and the bow fishermen. There's conflict, and you know a lot of people don't like to talk about it, and I don't you know, look, these fish are invasive. They are valuable to some people. They are a resource. But the anglers who have formed these clubs and tournaments and things like that are continuously angry at the bow fishermen and the guys who get paid to go bow fishing at night for, you know, going into quote-unquote their area and shooting the snakeheads with the bow at night.
Yeah.
And there's great contention there in that small community of snakehead anglers and bow fishermen. And it's not pretty, you know.
It's a method I could foresee that actually I'm where they would actually put limits on the number of snakeheads, you know, with the bow fishermen, because those guys can... And justifiably so. As the state would look at it, it's a take. You know, there was all this hype to get rid of as many of them as you can. Well, I don't think they're going to be as. They're definitely not going to be the problem that they thought they were going to be. And I think I'm almost going to take, instead of an invasive species, a lot of the people that fish for them look at them as a. Almost a game fish, you know.
Sure.
So it truly is. It's a tremendous fish to go out and pursue. But time will tell how that's going to roll out. Yeah, I'm the contention I know is there, and you know, we've been on both sides of the fence with you know, hunting with bow and and hook and line, and it's I think one thing that disturbed me a few times, I was in the Gunpowder Joppatan, and I saw a couple largemouth bass that had been obviously with a hole in them, you know, had been shot. So there's
there is the thing right there.
Yeah. So
there's the thing right there. When an angler catches a fish, he can release it, no problem. Even if it's not the one he's after, if he's after a bass and he catches a snakehead and doesn't want it, he can throw it back or kill it and keep it. If you're after snakeheads and you catch a bass, you can throw the bass back. But the bow fishermen are the ones that need to identify their target and stop shooting the species of fish that are not on your list.
Yep.
And I've heard this before. And I realize at night when a big fish swims by and you're all excited, you want to shoot it. Is it a carp? What is it? Is it a gar? Oh, my goodness, it's a bass.
Yeah.
Well, take a second and identify the fish.
Correct. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that I agree with you on that. That is a point of contention with me.
Yep.
I don't care about the bow fishing. I don't care about that whole that whole drama. I mean, it's like, oh my God, you can't use a crossbow. You're not a bow hunter if you use a crossbow. You know, and it's like, okay, okay. You want to get your kids into hunting, and they can't pull a compound bow back. They can shoot a crossbow.
Yeah,
let them shoot a crossbow. Okay.
I picked up a copy of your book, too. I haven't gotten
into
it yet.
Which one? Marilyn Loves Crabs?
The Bears, Bucks.
Oh, Bucks, Bears, Stags. Oh, yeah.
Picked it up. It looks like you start off with the kids in the beginning there.
We do, and a lot of kids.
And that's I'll tell you, just going through it real quick, I appreciate the great photography and whatnot in there.
That's Robin's. Pictures, that's Robin's passion. Is the kids? She'd sooner see the kids.
I can see that.
You know, get a 100-inch deer measure or 110, and have it make the record book as opposed to 180-inch. You know, whatever.
Yes,
that's her deal. Yes. So.
Yes. And that boy, if that doesn't influence, kids to pursue that sport of hunting and whatnot.
I was going to make a point on the crossbow. You know,
Hey,
look, Uncle Bob used to be the best, bow hunter I ever knew, but, he had a couple shoulder surgeries, and he's getting up there, and he still loves to hunt, and, what are we going to do? Get him a crossbow.
Sure.
Get him a crossbow.
Yeah. So, how about years ago when the big controversy over baiting with deer. I mean, I caught all kinds of stink about that because of baiting using corn for deer and whatnot. But now it's like, if you're hunting, where are you going to set up your feeder?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There, see, I don't use it. I'll put, I think I put 50 pound of corn out last year almost after all the seasons, just to see what the deer were doing, and put it out in the field for the late muzzleloader. So I can't remember, but I'm not a big feeder and that kind of guy. I mean, I like the natural movement of the deer. Always have, probably always will. I've hunted over feeders. I've hunted sick of deer over feeders. I mean, there's no other way to in a limited time situation. But I don't have a problem with it. But I think, with the spread of CWD now in Baltimore County and Montgomery County, they've added two new counties this year to the restrictions, and the deer processors have to be certified to process CWD deer along with everything else. I mean, there's no cost or anything, but they just have to be certified. The the baiting thing may be on the table. I don't have any inside information, but I will guess that in 2026 there will be a meeting or a proposal on the table about baiting. I'm just throwing it out there because of the spread of CWD and the public outcry about CWD, and not necessarily that of the hunters. Okay.
Hey, Alan, what is the concern about baiting versus not baiting with the CWD?
The close contact of the deer, you know, eating the same food, the saliva, that type of thing. That's the concern.
Yeah, I know when I put it out, I broadcast it. I don't make a big pile of it like some do, but I broadcast it. And basically, for me, it's to get deer close and, you know, get a good ethical shot.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, I'm a meat hunter anyway, so
yeah,
I'm not
attacking anybody or, you know, commenting on anybody that baits. Because I said I do it. I hunt deer over bait, sick of deer over bait. And, you know, there's no CWD in Sika deer, by the way. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something interesting. I was at a customer yesterday, a Jewish-owned business. And the young lady who wrote my check was born in England in the 90s. She cannot donate blood in England, the United States, or in Israel. Because she was born in Great Britain in the 90s, because of the concern for mad cow disease, she's unable to donate blood. Can you imagine that?
In the United States, or
in the United, she can't donate blood in the United States. She can't donate blood in Israel. She cannot donate blood in Great Britain.
Wow,
Because she was born during the 1990s in Great Britain, during the, what, 8 cases of mad cow disease in the entire population?
Yeah.
So it'd be a shame if she were type O or something like that. That would be a total waste, in my opinion. But
Well, you know, we keep throwing on all these regulations and whatnot. It seems like the more chiefs we have that entertain all the regs in this country anymore, taking it to the extreme, that's for sure.
Exactly right. Exactly
So, well, that'll all change.
Hopefully.
Soon. I'm hoping. I got to keep feel positive about it because I've talked to people about the way things are, you know, driving and just perspectives and attitudes.
Let's talk about democracy. Okay, talk about freedom and democracy here just for a second. Okay, so we are an oil rich country.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're not utilizing our natural resources.
Nope.
We are a sovereign country. We're a sovereign country, but we're not protecting our sovereign status because our borders are wide open. Okay? Our current administration wants to tell us what kind of stove we can have, what kind of car we can drive. Okay? Any and all these regulations that are being imposed, what does that have to do with freedom? It seems like the people who are screaming, democracy, 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 are the ones who are dividing us and taking away our freedoms.
Yeah.
I'm going with the America First guy. I'm going with the guy that puts America first.
I think all of us and your listeners are, we're all on the same boat with that, you know.
Pretty much. I hope so.
You know. So. Unfortunately, that poor guy is it's just beyond with these
unbelievable attack on a daily basis. Unbelievable,
You know, if they could just see that the person that we want is gonna get things done, just let them get it done.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what we need, and that's what we can hope for in this upcoming election for sure.
All right, Lee. Listen, we got to let you go, buddy.
Hey,
I got to get to a break, and
I'm sure
there's other folks out there, but appreciate the information. Always enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. You take care and your listeners.
Thanks, a good day.
Lee.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. All right. We talked about this at the end of the last hour. You know, it's in the 80s this week. It's been hot, and unfortunately, fortunately for you, let's put it that way, you know, we have to look ahead to our upcoming heating season. We don't know how cold it's going to be. We know that it gets colder in the last, you know, 3 months of the year and the first 3 months of next year, and that we use our heating system in our homes. Well, part of that is, you know, whatever your house is equipped with, whether that's oil or gas or electricity or whatever you heat with, but there's ways to offset that bill, that high utility bill, which is going through the roof, and that is to use supplemental heat or even primary heat if you want. Part of that is with a wood stove or a pellet stove. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that part of that business, it's called Hearth America, you'll see the sign out front, has a large selection of gas, freestanding and gas fireplace inserts, wood stoves and wood stove inserts, pellet stoves and pellet stove inserts, and they are available. Now, if you are leaning towards a wood stove insert, in the box, there were 7 at last count, 20% off of the Regency wood stove fireplace insert. In the box, 20% off in stock. There are 12 freestanding pellet stoves, 20% off. This is all Regency product. They are clearing them out to make room for the new delivery of the new stuff in July. And trust me, 20% off the regular price now. I don't know what the prices are going to be on the new ones. I can't imagine they'll be tremendously different. But to save 20%, that's substantial. So I would say if you're in the market for a wood stove insert or a pellet stove freestanding, stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's this weekend and check it out. These are Regency, 20% off. Tell Bill you heard about it on the Outdoors and Radio show. Now, if you're looking for a new grill, they have some Traeger pellet grills in stock, the in-stock models, 15% off, and you'll get 2 bags of pellets with that. So why not stop by? Listen, they've got everything for your backyard. They've got the furniture, the tables, the chairs, the Adirondack chairs. They've got the fire pits, the swing sets, the dog kennels, the chicken coops. They've got the storage sheds, the greenhouses. The big stuff, free delivery within 60 miles or free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. The barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, as I mentioned, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. Fire pits and fire rings, deck umbrellas, furniture for your deck or for your beach house. Why not check it out? Hearth America Backyard Billy's or backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Saturday, Sunday, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, for those of you coming across the bridge or from Kent Island. Why not stop by? Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81. on Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, you know Spurrier's Tire Service? Yeah, right here in Easton, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50. Everybody knows right where Elliott Road and Dover Road is, but for those of you who don't, second light. Anyway, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model, and you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. I'm talking about farm tractors and farm equipment. I'm talking about any kind of garden, you know, tractor. I'm talking about trailers, like your boat trailer, your motorhome trailer, your utility trailer, your landscape trailer, any size, they've got the tires. They do more trailer tires than you can shake a stick at. ATVs, UTVs, RTVs, any TVs, Spurrier's has the tires. Not the TV in your on your wall or in your living room. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Good morning, Brett. The haircut looks nice. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. Good folks. They checked out my truck last Monday. My truck had to go away. So, but at least we got the news from our friends at Spurrier's Tire Service. So I didn't take it too badly. How about that? Spurrier's, great people. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you're going fishing or crabbing, Clyde Sports Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine. Rods and reels, fishing, fresh fishing line, live bait, minnows, frozen bait, all the terminal tackle, the hooks, the weights, the bobbers, the lures, the snakehead lures, the snakehead frogs, the inline spinners, the rockfish trolling baits, the rockfish bucktail jigs and tandem rigs, the bass fishing gear. I'm just trying to think of all of it. I'm walking down the aisle. I'm looking at the lures and trying to tell you from my mind over 40 years of dealing with them where everything is. You know, they've got the muzzleloader supplies. They've got a complete selection of firearms and rifle scopes and ammunition, crabbing supplies, all the traps, all the trot lines, all the nets, the pots, the gloves if you need them for steaming, the steam pots, the seasoning, the tongs, the measures, the hand lines. You get the point. I'm not going to name the whole inventory. I named most of it now, but they have everything. Clyde Sports Shop, the phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot,
practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. The sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
Yes, she does. There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Interesting conversations this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate it, and we hope you do, too. We talked a little bit about a lot of things. We talked about ticks. We talked about duck stamps. We talked about trap and skeet shooting. We talked about fishing. We talked about the controversy between bow fishermen for snakeheads and snakehead anglers. We talked about a lot of stuff this morning, and we hope you've enjoyed it, because that's what we're all about here. So, oh my gosh, I forgot about Arnold. I apologize, Arnold. Are you still there with me, buddy?
Hey, good morning, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is why I try to call in the first hour.
Yeah, you should. What's going on, man?
Hey, it's another easy day. I figured I'd call and say hi, jump into the contest.
Yep.
I think Fort Smallwood Park may have a fishing pier, too.
Okay, Fort Smallwood, that's good stuff.
County Park over in Anne Arundel County. We down there to get a look at the Key Bridge after the mishap. And this is the first and only time I've been there, but I seem to remember there's a fishing pier there.
Okay. All right. That's
it's been a summer of medical stuff for me too. So I'm here. Robin's on the way. But my elective. I had to get my knees done. You know, 30 years of being a paratrooper kind of does that. So. Had one done in February, getting one done in a couple weeks. I should be up for the second split in October, so I do have my priorities straight.
I have a friend who was a Halo guy. And,
so was I.
Yeah, really? That's great. That's great.
Yeah, you've got a caller named John who, he's a generation in front of me, but we have the same lineage.
I got it. Yeah.
It's an exciting way to be a young man.
It is.
I'm just old and limp around.
Yeah, well, you know, he's having a little issue now getting in his tree stand, you know. So, and it's been that way for a couple of years. This is the guy that hikes, you know, half a mile back in the marsh, and you know, then climbs the stand, and it's a hike back to the stand. Trust me, but
probably a good chance I've been on a ramp with him. From this area, he's done a considerable amount of his life.
In Arundel County, yeah, probably have.
There's only so many Arnolds in a community, so that's what Missy
does. That's true. So, do you have my cell number?
I do.
Okay, text me, send me a text, and I'll send you his name. You might know him.
I will.
Yeah, but he has some pretty interesting tales about parachuting onto a ship in the middle of some unknown sea somewhere in the world, and taking over the ship and going in and grabbing the guy that they needed to grab and getting off the ship, and everything, nobody knows anything happened. It's pretty good, you know, it's those kind of stories.
I know a guy that did that onto a Russian ship down in the Panama Canal.
Oh my gosh.
That was more of a stunt than a mission, but it sounds like your friend might be of Navy lineage.
It would not surprise me if he had pulled a couple stunts. I think he did get in trouble one time for taking a boat with four 200 horsepower motors on it and showing off with it a little bit, but that's the life you live.
I've had commanders before that said, well, it was a good mission. We didn't have any incidents.
Yeah, I got it. So
we're going to get after some music this afternoon. We're headed up to Philly to see Mr. Brown and Mr. Chesney.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Good for you.
I feel good enough that I could at least dance on one leg.
Yeah, I see Alan Jackson is ending his touring career, too. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, but that's sad to hear.
Yeah, he is. He's got some health issues, a rare condition. It's, you know,
we lost our friend from Margaritaville last year, and I know him
yeah.
pretty close. So.
Not only him, but who's the other fellow? Come on, Alan. Oh, come on, Red Solo Cup. We lost him too.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Toby Keith. Toby Keith.
Tomorrow, we're going to get together with a couple of my hunter safety instructors, and we're going to go do some live lining for some stripers.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. I haven't heard from Phil. We're supposed to be doing interviews with some of these guys, some of these NRP guys and hunter safety ed guys, and I haven't heard anything back.
Tell him you want to interview Larry.
Larry?
Yep. He'll know who Larry is.
Okay. I'll do that.
He's the head of the team that teaches out of APG.
Okay. Larry's the guy, right?
Larry is the guy.
And my bro, this is my brother, yeah, and my other brother.
Yeah, well, Phil comes up and does business at the ski range, and Larry runs the ski range, too. So we get to see Phil.
I got it. So, yes, indeed. All right, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Listen, have a great day. My best,
right.
Robin.
All right. Thank you very much. Send me a text. I'll send you that guy's name.
Will do. After.
Thanks, Arnold. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Dale in Easton. Uncle Dale. Been a minute since I heard from you, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good.
Glad to hear Robin's back.
She's on the mend. Yep. Back from the hospital after 11 days. Two doctor's visits this week, the visiting nurse, physical therapy. So, she's making the turnaround. It's all good.
That's good. Got a question.
And the prayers of our listeners and others have been very effective, and just keep it up, folks. We appreciate it. So.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Got a question.
All right.
If they've ended the Maryland duck stamp program, do you mm-hmm. still have to have they eliminated that stream of income?
Oh, no. There's no.
They just don't give you a stamp.
No stamp, right.
Yeah, I didn't think they would get rid of the
revenue stream. No.
Right.
If you open a savings account, we appreciate the business, but there's no toaster. Sorry.
Yeah. And not much interest either.
Not much interest, no. Exactly right. Oh, my goodness.
I wonder.
Well, better than it was. I mean, 1% is better than no percent, right?
I guess.
Oh, man.
Interesting, Alan. Well, I guess I'm not surprised, but that's...
Aren't you... Aren't you upset that you weren't there during the snakehead invasion and the blue catfish invasion? I mean, you were there for the beginning of it.
But, yeah.
I
mean,
what's going on now is just unprecedented.
Well, again, Alan, it's funny you're talking about the squabbles between some of the snakehead anglers and bow fishermen.
Yeah.
And how the snakehead has evolved into a, you could almost call it a trophy fish.
It has. It has. It absolutely has. Top tier predator. It's up there with northern pike and muskellunge.
Yep.
I mean, when you're catching them, 14, 15, 16 pounds, well over 30 inches in length, that is trophy status. A 30-inch rockfish. Go ahead.
Not to mention the fact that they're very good eating.
They're way better than a lot of fish that swim in our bay. There's no question.
You betcha. You betcha.
No question.
And yet the blue catfish, Alan, is the one that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah. I read somewhere it's 75% of the biomass in the bay. Have you heard that?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
They did a study years ago on when these things first showed up in some of the Virginia tributaries, and it was at least that high a biomass.
Yeah. 441 million pounds of blue crabs in the James River that are consumed by blue catfish.
Yeah.
What's that do to our bay? I mean, crab prices right now are still around $200 a bushel off the boat.
Yeah.
For Maryland crabs. Okay. Louisiana's are, $125, $150, $160. Yeah. For crabs, and it's very interesting.
Alan, has there been any movement to ease the requirements to process these things?
Not yet. That's federal. It's federal.
Did the Farm Bill pass?
I don't believe it's come up for a vote yet. I don't know if this Congress is going to get it or not. I hope they do. And Andy Harris and Chris Van Hollen and Ben Cardin and all those guys have all, put language in to reverse the requirements, the federal requirements for the blue catfish, And the emergency status was denied earlier this year. The disaster declaration was denied by the federal government. So, the wheels in this Congress move slowly, especially given the political situation and the fact that it's an election year. Everything is moving very slowly. I don't know if the provisions in the Farm Bill are going to pass or not. I don't know.
Seems to me, Alan, that if they could ease those restrictions, that would go a long ways.
I can tell you four or five places right now that are looking to become blue catfish processors.
Oh my God!
They don't want to have to pay a federal inspector to be on site, and that is the key right there. You've got to pay a federal inspector to be on site when you process your blue catfish, and if you're doing it every day, you got to pay the guy's salary every day.
And you can't blame them.
Can't blame who?
The processor for not wanting to pay.
Oh no, I know that. I know that. No, you can't. No, why? It's another. It's another expense. So
that would do wonders for the market.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. It would do wonders for the market. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds of them on the market right now. But you got to pay the watermen to catch them.
Yep.
And
you got to make it worthwhile.
They're not going to do it for 20 to 50 cents a pound. It's not worth it.
No, I'm well aware of that.
Even though, these things are out there. They're easily accessible. You can catch them on a trot line. You can catch them any kind
And it's a good quality product, Alan.
It's a great quality product, yep. And the recreational guys that are crying and whining about striped bass, because that's how they made their living for the past 40 years, you've got to adapt.
Yep.
Got to adapt. They had to do it before during the moratorium.
That's right.
Do it again. But what they didn't have during the moratorium, they had bluefish and they had croaker and they had spot. Now they have a giant fish that fights hard and bites easily and is excellent table fare. So catch your one striped bass, then go catfishing the rest of the day.
Yep. But some of these charter boat guys are a little stubborn.
They are stubborn, and, you know, they're independent, and they do what they want to do, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, and, you know.
Yeah.
But I can see the money trail. You know?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, that's what's driving it. So.
Yep.
Alan, my best to Robin.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. My best to
you. Give me a call when you're available.
I will do that. Well, it's been an eventful week. Robin getting out of the hospital,
yeah,
coming home, having to shop for a truck, and it's just try and get my deliveries done at the same time. You know how that goes. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan. You take care.
Yep. We'll see you, Dale. Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. They carry all. Oh, let's talk to Jamie in Catonsville, and then we'll talk about Clyde Sports Shop here. Go ahead, Jamie. What's going on in your world today? Hello, Jamie.
I hear about the missus, but I'm glad she's doing better.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, I keep catching bluegill. I have a large hook, and I'm trying to separate the bluegill catches from the big bass catches.
Uh-huh.
Should I just go lower in the deeper?
What are you using?
Just a nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler and just dropping it and putting a bottle on and just letting it jig it around.
Uh-huh. So how deep are you fishing?
Pardon?
How deep are you fishing?
Let's see, 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
3 feet.
Yeah. You might want to go another foot and a half. You might want to go
that'll work.
4 to 5 feet. Or learn how to use a slip bobber.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, learn how to use a slip bobber. Or go with artificials. I mean, if there are bass, are you fishing pond, a lake? How are you fishing? What are you fishing?
It's a little spillway.
A little spillway?
Just fishing off the rocks and stuff.
Okay. All right. You might want to go with an artificial.
Yeah.
Artificial lure. Get yourself a couple lead head jigs. They don't have to be very heavy, 1/4 ounce or something like that.
Gotcha.
You know, a little rubber skirted jig. Put a plastic trailer on the back of it and do the same thing you're doing. If you're jigging a worm and a bobber and you're not catching bass, go with an artificial, something that looks like a crayfish that a bass will eat.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be too big for a bluegill.
Perfect. Hey, I appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
All right, Jamie, thank you. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. That was pretty easy. So yeah, no bobber. No bobber. Just, you know. Go with some bright colors, too, if you want. Go with a crankbait. I mean, you're around the rocks and stuff. Go, you know, get a single hook crankbait like Tackle Box Tim sells. Get in a fishing lure contest. Maybe you can win. Now I want to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I don't want to talk about Browning Firearms. We talked a little bit about Browning, the over and under, and its popularity among trap and skeet shooters, but They have another firearm that anybody can afford, and you might like this. It's called a T-Bolt Sporter. Unfortunately, they've been discontinued, but Clyde has some of them. It's a rimfire. A rimfire is going to be a 17 or a 22. It's got a beautiful walnut stock, a straight comb, fine checkering, satin finish with a traditional point checkering pattern. It's a straight pull bolt action. It's called a T bolt. It does, you know, it doesn't back, cock, back, and then down. It's straight pull back and forth. Dual extractors with a red cocking indicator band, a top tang safety. But if you just like plinking, this is a good gun for you. Bolt action plinker. You can take it out. You can use it for groundhogs if you like. It's 22 or 17. Varmints and things like that, or you can just plink with it. You can shoot your cans and your balloons and everything else and just have fun with this T-Bolt Sporter. Now, if you want to step up a little bit, go to Bolt Action Firearm, the X-Bolt, that's the way to go. Come in a synthetic stock, they come in, the medallion comes in a high-grade gloss walnut stock with a rosewood end cap, a polished blue steel barrel and receiver, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger. It's a bolt action, available in all calibers, all Magnum and short Magnum calibers as well. And if you're really serious and you're going big game hunting, take a look at the new X-Bolt Pro Series bolt action, camo stock, Cerakote barrel, fluted barrel, several different models for long-range hunting and so forth at Clyde Sport Shop. And shotgun line, the A5, reliable short recoil-operated auto-loader with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and shim-adjustable from length of pull, cast, and drop. Comes in vintage tan as well as other traditional camos and colors. The A5. From Browning and Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, or Halethorpe. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, see Clyde Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. Aaron, do you have any spots to run? Roll them, baby.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you, Aaron, for a job well done. Good timing today. Thank you, callers, for a wide and varied line of subjects and talking points. We had a great show today, in my mind, when we talk about a lot of things and talk to a lot of people. So thank you for your continued prayers for Robin. And now it's time to say get out and stay out. Please stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.